when the Gregs go down on the Griggy, and the Greg shines on the Grig. Oh, I wanna be Greg in my Griggy. Oh, 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 oh.
From a desk in the Yay Network Studios, where an actual radio show happens. It's the Greg and Greg Show with Greg and, of course, Greg. Take it away, Gregs.
So, we just had a huge party up in this piece.
Huge soccer party.
Man, it was out of control.
Football.
We had food brought over by Wild Wings. Mm-hmm. Thanks for that.
B-dubs.
Even though we paid for it.
We did pay for it.
Not me and you paid for it.
I didn't pay for anything.
Company paid for it. It turns out that this little area that I work and sit and that we do the Greg and Greg Show is quite the party space. You just take the big white couch, you move
it
away from the wall. Yeah.
Just
turn around. And you know what's cool about the big white couch is that you don't actually have to spin the whole thing around. You just take each little piece and turn it around.
Mm.
And it lines up facing the other way.
Nice.
Great.
Nicey nice.
Yeah. So we got the TVs up and running. I was watching parties all over the place. And
well, I mean, not that sad. The trombone was sad, but it wasn't that sad.
Yeah.
It was more like a bam, bam.
The Americans go out and give it a valiant effort against the Germans, lose 1-0. Looks like the United States couldn't really get anything going there.
At all. But again, we're playing the best team in the world.
Every time I would turn around to take a peek over my shoulder at the game.
The Germans had the ball.
The Germans were in scoring position the whole time. And I was listening to The Ticket, and Breck Shea, former U.S. men's national team player and FC Dallas player, now on the England soccer team, who plays for the Sprockets.
Spurs?
No.
An English team is not called the Tottenham?
No.
Doesn't play for Tottenham Hotspur?
No. Give me some more English Premier League.
Queen's Park Rangers?
No.
Is it League One or League Two? What league is he in?
I don't know.
He's not on one of the main teams. Because he's not on anybody that's winning anything, I don't think.
I don't know. Anyway, he was saying that the strategy would be to keep Germany on their side, keep them on defense, and then and fluster their game, and they wouldn't be able to score any. But I don't think the Americans did that at all.
He plays for Stoke.
Stoke. There you go. See, that was close with the Sprockets.
No.
You don't think?
No.
Oh. Well, tried to be.
He doesn't play for Mr. Spacely.
The only time that I've ever heard of Breck Shea is the last 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
So, for me to get most of that right, I'm pretty confident.
I'm very happy with all of that.
I'm confident that my brain is actually working a little bit today.
Well, you know what's great for you?
What?
Falling Skies is back.
Oh, it is back. This is a good season premiere. I'm not going to give it an A+, uh-huh. But I'll give it about a B.
Did they blow up the Earth?
No, they did not blow up the Earth.
Why
Matter
not?
Of fact, the Vome pretty much stayed all the way out of this one. They kind of went back to their
vomit.
They went back to they vomited all over the place.
They went back to the vomit.
They went back to the kind of the roots of the show. It was real dark and dreary, and now it's like the humans are, again, about to be conquered because they don't have any help now. The Vome left to go take care of their own stuff.
They got their own business.
Right. So they're like, hey, look, man, we don't have time to sit here and help your people when our people are being attacked now. So good luck, sucka.
Why didn't they blow it up? Why didn't they blow up the planet?
Just
season one, or season four? Season four? Is it season four?
Season four.
Season four, episode one, it's just like the Death Star exploding.
That wouldn't make any sense.
It starts episode one, it shows the Earth,
mm-hmm.
right? And you just see it in space. And then it explodes like the Death Star.
Mm-hmm.
And then the rest of the episode is just black with Earth remains.
Just slowly departing throughout the universe.
And at the very last, like, minute of the show, it pans out a little bit and you're on a website. And it's called...
Glorp Tube.
And then the headline is OMFG... these idiots blew up their own planet. Exclamation point, exclamation point, one, exclamation point, number one, exclamation point, one, 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 exclamation point, one.
Hashtag dumb human.
Hashtag dumb humans. And it's like the Vome, and they're at their computers, and they're all just chuckling while they're on Space Google.
They're watching space videos.
Space videos on GlorpTube. You know, I was wondering if that was going to be funny in 2 days, and it is.
It's still hilarious.
It's GlorpTube.
So like, I started thinking about videos that aliens would watch.
Yeah.
And
a lot of probing videos.
A lot of probing, a lot of harvesting of organs and hair and teeth and things like that. But then I started to think about some of the more popular actual YouTube videos.
A lot
videos.
Of balls hitting people in the snarf for Google. Aliens chuckling at them. Oh, you got hit in the snarf and Google.
Gleeforp bit my finger.
You know, slurf flaps playing glurpin spiel.
Fleeman Goobin rolled. You got Fleeman Goobin rolled.
Never gonna Fleeman Flubel. Never gonna Gleepin Flubel. Never gonna Gleeman Flubel.
The dramatic chip gloomp.
Dramatic chimp gloomp. And this is all on GlorpTube.
Yeah, this is the new website called GlorpTube.
Mm-hmm.
And then I thought about one of my all-time favorite human YouTube videos and songs. Gloopert Raid. Gleep Glorp Raid.
Oh, man.
Some spaceships and they'd go fly away. Gleep Glorp Raid. Yeah, GlorpTube.
GlorpTube.
It's
check
just
it
a
out.
Bunch of fish-headed aliens watching humans and...
Humans
getting prodded and probed and blown up their own planet.
Yeah, the just big dumb idiots blown up their own planet. And then Noah Wiley, like, does the look into the camera as the right before the Earth explodes. And he's like, oh, no!
Kind of like MacGruber.
MacGruber!
That's pretty genius. So I apologize for not being on for the last couple days.
So this idiot in front of me.
Why am I an idiot? What did I do?
Buys a big old mansion.
Uh-huh.
Big old huge mansion. Like we're talking thousands of square footage.
Right, thousands.
Just house on house
actually,
on house.
Actually, it is thousands of square feet.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It's like 3,100 square feet.
It's like 31 million square feet.
That's giant.
That's the size of your place.
That's a Walmart storage facility.
That's what you live in.
Okay, all right.
You live in a Walmart storage facility. You're furnished forever. You've got all of the Walmart accoutrements.
I'd take it.
Mm-hmm.
I'd have a bike.
Mm-hmm.
I'd have
a ton of bikes.
I'd have a ton of bikes. I'd have every toy ever imagined.
Uh-huh.
I'd have every video game and movie.
What's great is they restock that for you, too.
And then I'd have a big, huge wire container filled with bouncy balls.
Mm-hmm.
As many as I could possibly play with.
So, while Greg Jake's living in his Walmart facility, all of a sudden, his roof starts leaking.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, oh, I can't do the show today. My roof's leaking.
Because I had to go home and get stuff done. So the problem is,
my roof's
long
leaking.
Story short, when we moved in, the builder said, hey, here's some water over here. And we think that was caused by the pipes actually being turned on and having to go in and find leaks. So,
well, did you tell them to turn the pipes down for what?
Well, no, I didn't.
Should have,
though. So we had people come out. They said, this is fixed. They did this, blah, 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 blah. And it turns out that nothing was fixed. And so we have a roof leak. So they're working on that and getting that fixed.
Did you take a roof leak?
I did. I got up there and I just roof leaked all over the yard. And it was great. Yesterday, I had to lend my stellar acting skills to the Infinite Agency. Tim came over and sat down. He said, hey, I've got a perfect role for you for this commercial shoot that we're going to do. And I said, oh, okay, cool.
Were you hunting bargains?
No, it was way more involved than hunting bargains.
Did you smash glass?
I did not.
And yell, yeehaw.
Let me tell my story. So Tim comes over and he sits down and he says, look, man, I've got the perfect role for you for this commercial shoot that we have
to do. Was there a plastic cup that you filled up with water to the brim?
And I said...
And then you said, I'm full!
Boy, am I full.
Can I tell the story now?
You could try to tell it.
You're going to like this story if you'll just let me tell
it. You can keep talking and I'll just
You'll
keep...
think this is funny if
right.
I can tell it.
All right.
So Tim comes over and he sits down in your chair and he says, look, man, I've got this role for this commercial that we want to do and I think that you're going to be perfect for it. And I said, oh, okay, cool. You know, what's the call time? And he said, well, it's about 7:30 a.m. tomorrow. I said, all right. Well, you know, what's the role? And he's like, well,
dinner roll.
It's a fantasy football draft. So we've got all these guys, and they all have these different backgrounds. And, you know, there's a bully. There's the sports homer guy. There's the complainer guy. There's the hot girl. And then there's the I can't do anything without checking with my wife guy.
That's you.
I think that would be you.
That is you 120%.
So I was like, oh, okay, I see. So that's the the message that I convey to people, that I can't do anything without checking with my wife.
It's great that you can act and pull from your real life.
Yeah.
Like, that's like going to Tom Cruise and saying, Tom Cruise, we need to have you in a movie where mm-hmm. you play Tom Cruise.
Right. It'd be really easy for him to do
He'd
that.
He'd be like, well, I'm Tom Cruise, so perfect.
But see, the thing is, I don't have to check with my wife for everything.
So when you were acting in anything else, like, say, Mr. Happy Pants, mm-hmm. Was that still your character?
Mm-hmm.
Was it you were playing the character as Greg Jake, as a man who has to constantly check in with his wife?
That character actually hated his wife.
You always had to check in with her.
I didn't have to check in with her at all. Like, I was just like the guy that would just bounce out and not call her. So
you really had to go against the way you are.
Real life, I can't do anything without calling my wife first.
She knows. Erica wears those pants so hardcore.
So, yeah. So I think it's funny that the last two roles that I've had in anything in front of a camera has been guy who has to check in with his wife or hates his wife guy. Which is completely not true in real life. I love my wife.
I know you love her.
I love my family and my kids. I love the whole
thing. You love her so much you have to check in with her all the time to do anything.
I don't.
You do, though.
It is pretty funny, though, at the end of the scene. It's like one of the guys, he's taking a picture, and I'm like, what are you doing? You can't take a picture. Like, my wife thinks I'm at the gym, and I'm in gym clothes. Mm-hmm. And he's like, oh, I did it. And so they keep talking or whatever, and then I look at the phone. It's like, dude, my wife's calling. Did you tag me in that? And he's like, yeah. So I stand up and I kind of look at the camera and I'm like, hey, babe. And like, walk off.
How long is this commercial?
It's not a commercial. It's more like a short. It's like a 2-minute short that is going to basically show off what they can do for this client, the Brick House Tavern.
At the Brick House.
Yeah. And that's where yesterday we were shooting the first part of it. And Dan Bailey, the kicker for the Dallas Cowboys, was there. He's part of the commercial.
Does he come in? Does he kick a pizza into somebody's mouth?
It would be hilarious if he did.
He comes in and kicks like a chicken wing, drummy.
We threw all kinds of scenarios out that would be hilarious.
For him to do?
Yeah. But he just had one line. Hey, you should have drafted a kicker. But
what if he came in and just slam dunked a basketball and went, you bet you didn't think I could do that.
He jumps over the table and slam dunks a basketball.
He like posterizes the whole table. Like he slam dunks over everybody.
That would
have
been
fun. Have his nuts in your face. Yeah. Like everybody at the table.
He just nuts you.
Oh, dude.
Yeah. So it was a good long day of filming yesterday. So look for that soon.
Okay. I won't. Up.
You'll like it.
Surely you'll show me it.
I surely will.
But the thing is, I have to work with you, so I know this character too well. So it'll be like watching real life.
Yeah, but you'll get to experience the other characters that were there.
Like the
Homer and the complainer guy.
We have Homer here.
And Brad, the guy who was slow, who was like, oh, crap, it's my draft. It's my turn to draft. And
this sounds... La.
You want to judge? You want to judge? You take it up with our boy Tim over there. He wrote it.
I'm sure Tim was good at it.
Tim's great.
I'm sure Tim was great. I'm sure it conveyed the exact thing that it needs to, which is going for that Bud Light crowd.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
You got to go right after that Bud Light crowd.
And the thing that's really sucky about sitting on a film shoot like that, especially at bars, is they'll come over with a nice, frosty, ice-cold glass of beer, and they'll put it right in front of you. And your first instinctual reaction is to grab that beer and just take a huge chug of it.
Good old gulple.
Well,
glorp tube it.
That was Tim's first, that was his first instruction. Take your big, huge, giant sip of your beer, and then don't mess with it the rest of the time. And we did that from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Just one gulp out
just
of a beer.
Just like little bitty sippies here and there when we had to make it look like we were drinking. Because we couldn't be wasted. You can't get wasted on the set.
You could.
Yeah, we
did that.
Wouldn't
have been a good commercial.
No.
Or whatever it is,
right.
Short.
That's actually something that they're trying to use to make money. Like with Mr. Happy Pants, wasted the whole time. And it comes across in every scene.
Which is why it's been bought for $8 million from Paramount Pictures.
By the way,
but
can I throw a plug in here?
No.
Mr. Happy Pants, now available on Amazon. Go buy it.
Is it on Prime? Like, can I watch it Prime Instant?
I don't know. I haven't looked that far into it. But I know that you can buy it on Amazon.
Well, if they made it Instant Prime, I'd watch it.
Go buy Mr. Happy Pants on Amazon right now.
Don't,
what do you?
Don't buy it.
Come on, dude. You're supposed to help me.
Don't buy it.
I thought you were my friend. Why are you dogging me?
Because you still haven't let me see it.
You can buy it on Amazon.
I don't
Prime.
Buy it.
You can go buy it right
you're
now.
You're my friend. You're supposed to give me it.
All right, I will. I'll bring it to you.
You said you would do this when it came out.
Well, I've got it at home now. Okay. Larry finally gave it to me, so I'll bring it to you.
I want to watch you act as the man
James, who
doesn't like his wife.
James. That's my name.
James?
Mm-hmm.
You don't look like a James.
That's my character, James. And everybody hates me.
You should have been named Noah Wiley.
No. Wiley shouldn't. See what I did there?
No. Explain it to me. No, what'd you do there?
I just made a giant hilariousness.
Oh.
Yeah.
Must have walked right past me.
No, it hit you right in the face.
Must have just snuck out the back door.
Yeah, so go buy Mr. Happy Pants. You'll like it. It's on Amazon.com right now. Matter of fact, let's look.
How much is it? How much cash money does it cost me to buy Mr. Happy Pants?
Larry wants to do another release party over at the McKinney Avenue Tavern. So I'm going to see if Big Al will let us do that.
Stay tuned.
Mr. Happy Pants. Well, there's a bunch of pants. There it is, right there. You can rent it for $2.99. You can buy it for $3.99. I'm putting the link up right now. Dean, a.k.a. Mr. Happy Pants, is getting married to the new love of his life, Misty. Or is he? On Mr. Happy Pants' wedding day, his groomsmen launch a mischievous plan to sabotage the ceremony. Led by Dean's best man, James, the groomsmen kidnap Dean and get him drunk. Look, starring Larry Stanley and Greg Gibbons. Yes!
Where's your IMDb page?
I don't have it up and running yet. I need to. So, there's that.
That sounds enthralling. I can't wait to watch it.
Yep, there you go.
And see a drunk Greg J. Gibbons act.
It's pretty awesome. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not going to lie. All right, let's wrap it up. Yeah, go check out our website and stuff. It's thegregandgregshow.com, and boo out.
Join us next time on The Greg and Greg Show. Things will probably be just as weird.